across the state. In a statement, she said, quote, the high-speed internet and reliable infrastructure make it possible for rural Kansans to live and work in the communities that they love, where she says the USDA is providing $997,000 to help Kansas Department of Commerce and their Office of Broadband Development deliver technical assistance to expand high-speed internet access for individuals in rural and tribal communities. State officials say that the challenge to bring rural broadband across the state of Kansas has been something that's been in the works for a while. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
AARP Kansas invites local eligible organizations and governments across the state to apply for the 2024 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program. Now through March 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, these grants fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable in the long term by improving public spaces, transportation, housing, civic engagement, diversity and inclusion, and much more. All projects must be completed by December 15th of 2024. To submit an application and view past grantees, visit www.aarp.org/community-challenge.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Garden City High School was dismissed yesterday afternoon at their normal time after students and staff were temporarily evacuated due to what they call a, quote, possible criminal threat. KEK News reports that according to the Garden City Police Department and the Garden City High School, they were evacuated as a precaution and was later updated to include the first responders that were investigating the possible threat at the school. First responders were on the scene throughout the afternoon with the investigation still ongoing. They did, however, say there were no injuries and all the students were safe. No other information has been released as the investigation from law enforcement is still ongoing. In other news, the owner of the Cozy Inn in Salina, Kansas, say that they have filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Salina over what they claim was a violation of First Amendment rights regarding a mural on the building. KEK News reports that according to Steve Howard, the owner of the Cozy Inn in the Kansas Justice Institute, they filed the lawsuit on Monday this week after city officials told him he had to stop painting the mural on the side of the restaurant. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State Auditor Mike Foley is saying that a state agency, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, tried to replace him and hire a hand-picked CPA firm. Foley revealed this during a public hearing on a bill seeking to clarify that the auditor is an exclusive authority to undertake reviews on state spending, adding that is a direct assault on the auditor's authority. Foley called last year's effort to replace his office's services by then Health and Human Services CEO Danette Smith an extraordinarily bold move, and also point out the inherency of his constitutional authority. Another news, 22-year-old Grand Island man Logan Bundy is accused of human trafficking of a minor and possession of child pornography, along with threatening self-harm and publishing pictures. As the Grand Island Police Department was contacted by law enforcement in Pennsylvania regarding Bundy asking a mentally disabled 17-year-old girl for nude pictures. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department showcased their new building yesterday with an afternoon open house. The 7,000-square-foot facility came in at just over $1.8 million and was built following a June 2022 tornado, which destroyed the previous building. Tours were given with comments from Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall. Also in attendance was Commissioner John Unger and former Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer, who worked on the project. Bob Laughlin, a design architect with Kansas Main Street, was on hand. Marysville Chamber and Main Street had reached out for help in designing primarily exterior features, which greatly complement the historic downtown streetscape. Six full-time county employees, including five nurses, staff the Marshall County Health Department. KLKN in Lincoln is reporting that Wymore police are investigating the death of a woman who resided at Hope Wymore. The 52-year-old died at a Lincoln hospital after Adult Protective Services alerted authorities February 8th. She had been a resident at the Assisted Living Center in Wymore. Allegations of issues with medication distribution are being looked into, although authorities pointed out there is not currently a criminal investigation. Administration is reportedly cooperating fully with the ongoing efforts. Blue Valley Technologies is teaming up with students from Marysville High School and the Marysville Public Library to present a come-and-go hands-on workshop Saturday for anyone with questions using technology. All ages welcome. Any questions are welcome. Whether learning to save a picture from a text message, how to make a post on Facebook, or how to stream TV services, the workshop is the ideal platform to learn. No question is too basic. The Blue Crew is a pilot program making its debut this Saturday, February 24th, 10 until noon at the Marysville Public Library. A second opportunity is planned March 23rd. Attendees are encouraged but not required to bring those devices they have questions about. Blue Valley Technologies will address those. Medicare and its parts, options, and plans can be confusing. Whether starting Medicare soon or if you're already on Medicare, consider attending a Medicare Basics class to be featured Monday evening in Washington to learn more. River Valley Extension District will present Medicare Basics Monday, February 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. It's free to attend. Registration is requested. Contact the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District at 325-2121. The Axtell Community Physicians Clinic is now open for appointments Tuesday through Fridays, and walk-in appointments with doctors as schedule allows. The clinic's located at the south end of the new Axtell Fitness Center near the high school and is being operated in cooperation with Community Memorial Healthcare of Marysville. The clinic phone number is 785-736-2460. During February, FBLA members from area high schools were part of an on-air salute last week. As well, FFA members are on the air the remainder of this month, highlighting their programs and activities. These comments are also downloaded to our website and social media for your download and convenience. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann will conduct town hall meetings in Marysville and Hanover Thursday afternoon, February 22nd. 3 p.m. at the Marysville Public Library, 4:30 p.m. at the Hanover Public Library Thursday. Anita E. Shotty Cruzy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anita Cruzy. William J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service Saturday, February 24th at 10:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gerva E. Sunnberg, age 86, of Topeka, passed away February 19th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial St. Bridget Catholic Cemetery north of Axtell. Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gerva Sunnberg. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 16th. Services planned Saturday at 2 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders funeral home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker. Roy Dierking, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Roy Dierking. Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, beets, and applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna casserole with muffins, sliced carrots, and lime pears. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at the Waterville Elementary School and Friday, March 22nd at the Marysville Elementary School, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are free of charge. If your child age 3 to 5 is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s. Staying sunny and a bit cooler into Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Then warming up into Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still staying sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Slightly cooler throughout the day on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February, 48. Record high on this date, 78. The average low, 24. And the record low is minus 4. Sunrise this morning, 7:11. Sunset this evening at 6:11. It's 37 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 22nd of February. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honey hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarter.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Wednesday night NHL, Toronto's Austin Matthews was looking for his 50th goal of the season in his return to Arizona against the Coyotes.
Back to the blue line again. Got it back from Lilligren. Shot and set, they score! Bertuzzi in front of the net!
The call on TSN 1050, Matthews' goal extended Toronto's lead to 2-0. Later, he would notch goal number 51. The Maple Leafs doubled up the Coyotes 6-3. 54 games is what it took, Matthews becoming the fastest to reach that mark since Mario Lemieux did it in 50 games in 1996. The Oilers rallied twice against the Bruins to force overtime in the extra period.
Far circle, Zacha attacks into the slot. Back door, now high slot, McAvoy fakes, pull and track, poke check, he scores!
The call on 98.5, the sports hub. Charlie McAvoy's goal at 3 minutes 10 seconds, giving Boston the 6-5 win. The Flyers beat the Blackhawks 3-1. College hoops, the upsets don't stop in the men's top 25. A trap game for 12th-ranked Illinois at Penn State.
The Lions come all the way back. The final, 90-89.
The call on Learfield. LSU found themselves down one, but with the ball, home against number 17 Kentucky with time running out.
Wright goes up, got the shot blocked, got it back, throws it to Ward.
Jumper at the buzzer for the win. It's good.
The call on the LSU Sports Radio Network. The Tigers win 75-74. George Mason shocked number 16 Dayton 71-67. Seventh-ranked Marquette crushed DePaul 105-71. And number 8 Duke drubbed Miami 84-55. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. A 2018 Toyota RAV4 is in on trade, along with a 2016 Chevy Equinox and a pair of 2015 Chevy Equinox. Used cars priced right, ready to roll, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The S&P and the Dow made small gains Wednesday, but the NASDAQ was down for a third straight session as Wall Street awaited an earnings report from NVIDIA. Shares in the chipmaker rose 6% after the closing bell. Shares in Nestle fell more than 4% in early trading in London. Investors are worried that the world's biggest packaged food company will struggle to woo customers back to its chocolate bars and instant coffee, despite slowing the pace of its price increases. Rolls-Royce has reported red-hot sales, not the luxury automobile, but the jet engine. The British aerospace company more than doubled its annual profits in 2023 to $2 billion. Rolls-Royce is forecasting further momentum this year. Houston-based Intuitive Machines could make history as its little robot Odysseus attempts to land near the moon's south pole this afternoon. If successful, Odysseus will become the first ever private probe to soft land on the lunar surface. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we prepare to start yet another day of trade, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. Quite a bit of pressure in the grains. We'll go through that in just a moment. And mixed to mostly higher in the livestock yesterday at the close. Now, February live cattle did finish down 42 cents at 183.97. However, the later futures months all in the green, including April up 37 to 187.70. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract was down 2 cents to 251.35. But beyond that, nothing but green. April up 57 at 255.92. Mixed in the hogs, April hogs up 30 cents at the close yesterday to 85.97, with May up 35 at 89.35. Now into the grains, we saw quite a bit of pressure through the row crops and the wheat market yesterday, taking back some of Tuesday's big rally. Of course, farmers needing to raise cash by the old crop grain sales for the upcoming planting season, leading to quite a bit of choppy trade, probably all the way up until the end of February. So back and forth we go, as we're seeing some higher numbers this morning, taking back some of yesterday's losses. We'll start in the corn market. March corn up penny through the overnight session, currently trading at 412 a bushel. May up 1 cent as well to 425 and a quarter cent. Double digit gains through the overnight in the wheat markets in some places. March Kansas City wheat now up 11 at 588 and a quarter. May up 9 cents at 583 and a half. Oats also slightly higher this morning. March oats up 0.75 cents to 371. Slightly higher in the beans through the overnight session after a double digit drop yesterday, as we were expecting Brazil's soybean harvest to reach 40% by March, and China still buying more Brazil soybeans right now, adding pressure, but slightly higher this morning.
morning. March up 4.25 to 1165. May up 4.5 to 1169.5. March soy meal up 160 to 343.60. And the oil up 2 points at 44.85. Another big start for cotton as well. March cotton currently up 140 after a triple digit finish in the green yesterday, currently at 94.01. Briefly through the metals now, we see February gold up $10.90 an ounce at 2,033.20. March silver up 22 at 23.10. And the dollar index currently down 25 at 103.65.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Soil Test Interpretations and Fertilizer Recommendations in Kansas publication serves agriculture producers by helping them develop strong soil nutrient plans. K-State Soil Fertility Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz relays an outline of the publication and how production changes affect its content.
It's a publication basically that providing guidance for fertilizer recommendations for main crops and forages in Kansas. We've done several changes and updates to these publications. It's been a few years since we had the last update, and of course we have a lot more new research. Many things have changed in terms of management and crop production, genetics. And this is a type of recommendation that really needs to be reviewed and updated pretty regularly.
For producers concerned with nitrogen, Diaz discusses how the most current issue supplies recommendations that are operation-specific.
In the case of nitrogen, we're still providing the mechanistic yield-based recommendation, which has been the historic approach for us here in Kansas. But we are able now to break down different components of the equation of that fertilizer recommendation to allow basically the user to make adjustments based on the specific management that they are doing. In the past, we used to have essentially one coefficient times the yield, expected yield for that particular field, and other adjustments in terms of previous crops, organic matter, tillage, and so on. That single coefficient now basically broke down in multiple components. One of them is looking at the crop internal efficiency, which is basically what is the efficiency of the system. For example, if we're looking at irrigated versus dry land, they are just completely different in terms of how they respond to nitrogen and how efficient they are in terms of using that nitrogen fertilizer.
He explains how the information provided focuses on a variety of production elements.
You know, from my standpoint, the agronomic component is really important. This we tend to focus a little bit more on the agronomic component here. But of course, we all know that this is very relevant ultimately from the economic standpoint. How are we are efficient in terms of using this costly input, which is fertilizer. And of course, there are also some components from the environmental standpoint. Avoiding excessive applications, which is costly, can also cause some issues from the environmental standpoint.
That was K-State Soil Fertility Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz on the Fertilizer Recommendations in Kansas publication. Find it at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting around 1,100 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignments include 9 mixed heifers weighing 4 to 575, 17 black and white faced steers and heifers 4 to 6, 17 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 10 Hereford heifers weigh 4.5 to 5, 40 black Charolais steers and heifers 4.5 to 650, 15 black steers, heifers, and bulls at 500 pounds, 10 500-pound mixed steers and heifers, 100 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 100 mixed weighing at 5 to 6, 37 black steers and heifers 5 to 650, 80 mixed weighing 5 to 7, 18 Charolais steers and heifers 5 to 7, 28 black heifers 5 to 7, 65 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 8, 72 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5, 50 to 7, 15 mixed steers 5, 75 to 6, 35 black heifers 6 to 7, 50, 25 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 17 weighing 650 to 8, 45 in at 675 to 950. 20 black heifers weighing 7 to 8, 50 black steers and heifers 750 to 8 and a quarter, 24 mixed steers and heifers 750 to 850, 10 black steers 875 to 9, 120 mixed yearling steers, 875 to 9. 60 black steers at 900 pounds. And 60 black Charlotte yearling steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY and 37 degrees this hour. Mild highs in the middle 60s on tap again today.
Looking for signs of springtime? You may find them in a scorpion's tail, cat eyes, or swimming ducks. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. The father of our country, George Washington, was born on this day in 1732. If you're not seeing signs of springtime on the ground just yet, look to the stars. A legend from the Pawnee Indian tribe says that springtime is approaching when two stars they called the swimming ducks rise before daybreak. For Western culture, those swimming ducks are the stinger and the tail of Scorpius, or the scorpion constellation. Sometimes called the cat eyes, those two stars are indeed peeking over the southeastern horizon just before dawn. Look for them at the end of the J-shaped constellation. It is a small glimmer of hope that springtime can't be far off. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Schatz, and Eric Hosmer, who helped the Kansas City Royals win the 2015 World Series, has announced his retirement. He scored the tying run in the ninth inning in the Royals' Game 5 win over the New York Mets, which gave Kansas City its first World Series championship in three decades. The 34-year-old first baseman played for the Royals from 2011 to 2017, totaling 127 home runs in his tenure. He then left for the San Diego Padres, signing an 8-year, $144 million deal. His final game came May 26th of last year with the Chicago Cubs. In other sports, to the family of Lisa Lopez Galvan, the woman who was tragically killed during the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, were hoping to lay her to rest in a Harrison Butker jersey, which is what she was wearing at the time of her death. Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker, has donated a jersey to the family. Services are scheduled for Lopez Galvan on Friday and Saturday at the end of this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory,
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep.
Order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Substate basketball tips off tonight with 1A teams taking the court. Hanover boys host St. Xavier, while the Lynn boys entertain Southern Cloud. Axtell boys have a first-round bye in the Blue Valley Substate. Frankfort boys are home to Washington County in the Rock Hills Substate. Centralia boys have a first-round bye in the Donovan West Substate. Winners advance to semifinals next Thursday. Girls teams tip off tomorrow night. Marysville boys, 10-10, are number 6 seed in the Riley County 3A Substate and tip off first round Monday evening, 7 p.m. at 3rd seed Nemaha Central, 14-6. Central has defeated Marysville boys twice this season. Marysville girls, 10-10, are the number 8 seed and travel to top seed, undefeated, in top-ranked Silver Lake, Tuesday evening at 7. KNDY will feature live coverage of both games Monday and Tuesday on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, 15-5, are top seed in the Waubonsie 2A sub-state. They'll host winless Republic County Monday evening at 7. Valley Heights boys, 6-15, are the number 6 seed and open Tuesday evening at 3rd seed Lincoln, 10-8. Brackets and updates posted on our website at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Quiet words I pray. I've been blessed by the simple happiness of the perfect love we've made.